Lekutah Sichas Chilek Zayin Parsha Tetzaveh Sicha Beis. Menegeya the Me'il, in regards to the Me'il, which means the tunic, that the blue wool tunic that the Kayim wore, Kayim Gadol wore. Sok the Pasuk. The Pasuk says as follows: Vasisa al Shulav, you should make along the hem, along the bottom, Rimeine Tcheles V'Gaymer, pomegranates made of blue wool. Al shulav saviv, on the along the bottom of the tunic, upamaynizar b'teicham saviv, and golden bells in them. We'll have to explain what in them means in a moment. Around the bottom of the mi'il, is Rashi mefarish. Rashi explains as chotch din remainim zani given agulim lechaludim, that even though the pomegranates, the woolen pomegranates, were round and hollow inside, still the meaning of the golden bells in them is nishta de parmenim zahavnzer gefunden inem cholufun de remainim. It doesn't mean that the golden bells were inside the balls, the pomegranates, in the hollow space inside the pomegranate. Rather, nor beneim sovib, that they were amongst, between the pomegranates. So there was a pomegranate, a bell, a pomegranate, a bell. Bein shnei remainim pamen echad, between two pomegranates was one bell, dovuk, attached to the betala b'shul amil, attached and hanging, suspended from the bottom of the mi'il. So in other words, they were alternating a pomegranate, a bell, a pomegranate, a bell. Because the pomegranates were hollow, one might think that inside the hollow of the pomegranate, that's where the bell was. So Rashi says no. Prekterev the Ramban, so the Ramban asks about this. Loit Rashi's pshar, according to Rashi's version, kumtois, it would seem, as loy hoyo remainim misham shim klum, that the pomegranates did not actually serve any purpose. When the Oivis is anigeben blois lenoin, if they were only there for decoration, lomahoyam asuim ki remainim chalulim, why were they made like hollow pomegranates? Ya'asim kimin tabuchazov, why shouldn't they be made like golden bell, like golden apples? And for the Ram, so the Ram answers, lo yadaiti lama bocha tapuchim, I don't understand why the Ramban chose that they should better be apples than pomegranates. Yesim na remainim, what's better about apples than about pomegranates? Meforshim zanim avar, so the commentators explain as the kasha from the Ramban, that what does the Ramban mean to ask here? Is benigayim pratfun chalulim. He's addressing the matter that the Rashi says that the pomegranates were hollow. So now, since the bells were not inside the hollow of the pomegranates, why did they make hollow pomegranates? What was the point of them being hollow? In other words, what he means to say that since the pomegranates did not serve any practical purpose, they were only there for decoration, he means to say if there was a practical purpose, that the bell was going to be inside the pomegranate, so then we understand why it was hollow. But since it wasn't inside the hollow of the pomegranate, so then why make it hollow? It's bleibt aber nicht movem, but we still have to understand, oib, as the Ramban's kashi is norving dem prat von chalulim, if the Ramban's question is only in regards to why the pomegranates were hollow, favos de monta do bachwal, un is noch mishana anstatt remainim tapuchim. Why does he mention anything about, you know, there should be a different shape? What's the point of them being shaped like apples rather than pomegranates? Why does he bring in apples altogether? As he says, Yasim kamin tapuchazav, they should be made like golden apples. Beis l'chayre kemen dos maz bezayin. It would seem that you could explain this in, as follows. Megefind, as the menorah is given lenoi gvim kafterim aprochem, we find that by the menorah there were different types of decoration that were there for decorative purposes. There was the goblets, there was the buttons, what's it called, like there were really orbs of gold on the menorah, and prochem, and flowers. When the kafterim zani given kmitapuchem, and the orbs were like apples, that's how it's described. Rashi says over there that the orbs were like apples. Since the pomegranates on the bottom of the eel, as Rashi explains it, that the bells were not inside there, So then they were only there for decorative purposes. Then they too should have been not like a new shape introduced here as pomegranates. Why weren't they also done like the menorah, which had apples? Similar to what was on the menorah, you would think that they would also do the balls on the bottom, the orbs on the bottom of the meal, would also be like apples. Why does he change it? But this still leaves the question. Number one, does gufa dafa matbir? This in itself needs to be explained. Why is it that when you talk about decorative shapes, why is it associated dafka with apples, both by the menorah and by the meal? Number two, ledas Rashi, according to Rashi, another question. Vos is the tam vos by meals and given the remainim lenoi and by the menorah tapuchim. In the way Rashi explains it, why indeed was it that by the menorah they were in the shape of apples and by the meal they were in the shape of pomegranates? Gimel. Wegen Zweck von der Palmeira am Meil, sagt der Pasuk. In regards to the purpose of the bells on the bottom of the Meil, the Pasuk says, V'nishma kol b'vayil ha-kodesh, the sound of him coming as the Kohen Gadol comes shall be heard when he comes into the holy place. Und if ha-zoyfil is das gewene geye in der Avayda von Kohen Gadol, and that this is such an essential part of the service of the Kohen Gadol, that he should be heard when he's coming, as dor dem v'nishma koyle vet oizgehit from below yamos, that when he is heard coming, then he will be protected from dying. As the pasuk says, he will be heard when he's coming, and he will not die. Vos meklal lavat shemeya hein, because from the he will not die if he is heard. You understand that if he is not heard, then he would die. So this is such an essential thing that he should be heard when he's coming, that he will die if he's not heard. That's how important the bells on the bottom of the meal were. Davon verstehen, so we have to understand. Vavos is v'nishma the klingen for the pamoinim ahechrach b'vayil ha-kodesh. Why is it so essential that he should be heard, that there should be bells ringing as he comes into the holy place? Why is that so essential? L'chayre is adarabe. You would think to the contrary. Lo yibarash Hashem. The pasuk says that Hashem doesn't operate, function in tumult, you know, with a lot of noise and fanfare. It's done quietly, so you would think that the Kohen Gadol should also come in quietly. Nor b'kol d'mama daka, rather it comes with a quiet voice, a muted sound. As you see this by the Kohen Gadol himself, as in knisa l'fnai l'fnim b'yom kippurim, that when he went into the Holy of Holies, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, is given dafke on the big days of, it was specifically without the golden garments, the garments which are called the golden garments, the eight garments of which the me'il was one of. Umbemele on the me'il, so therefore he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without the me'il, which means without the bells. So there was no, so he went in without the sound of the bells. So we see that by the Kohen Gadol himself, when he went into the Holy of Holies, it was dafke without the bells. The Ramban is Masvid. The Ramban explains it as Haboba Hechel Melech Pisaim Chayim Misa. That he explains why there had to be a sound that accompanied the Kohen Gadol when he went into the holy, to the holy place, not the Holy of Holies, but to the other, not on Yom Kippur in the Holy of Holies, but the rest of the time, is because when somebody comes into the palace of the king suddenly, with unannounced, he deserves death. On the Kol HaPamonim is Azevia Natilus Rishus, and the bells that come is like, you know, ringing the bell, knocking on the door. It's like asking for permission to enter. Reinzugehen und tun die Aveda, that's sort of like asking permission to come in and do the Aveda. Und das was the Kohen Gadol darf nicht kein Natilus Rishus beim Reingehen mit Yom Kippur lifnai lifnim. So then why doesn't the Kohen Gadol need permission to go into the Holy of Holies, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You would think that they, certainly when it goes into the Holy of Holies, to the inner sanctum, for sure you should have to have permission to go in. is the time. The reason for that is Val B'Yom Kippur and Vais Tariz the Eivishter the Maila from Yidden, because in Yom Kippur Hashem brings out the greatest, the deepest qualities of the Jewish people. Shleit Sricha Makosav L'Shliach. That Hashem doesn't insist that they should be announced when they're coming. There's no intermediate. There's no messenger needed to allow them to come into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. They don't need the bells as if like a person that would have to send somebody ahead of him to announce that he's coming and to get permission. On Yom Kippur, the Eibishter sees the Yidden as part of the family. They're invited in without any announcement. So according to this interpretation, it comes out as the Venishma Kol from the Pa'amayim is Nishkan Chelik from the Avoda. If you will see the bells, the ringing, as an announcement that he's coming in to do the Avoda, then the bells themselves are not part of the Avoda; they're just the introduction to the Avoda. No Blaise Akdoma V'Achonet, so the Avoda only is a preparation for the Avoda. But since every part of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol is of course very specific and of great significance, certainly a part of it which the Torah says is connected to death if he doesn't have it. And in addition to that, while the Kohen Gadol was doing his Avodah, of course the bells were also ringing. In other words, whenever he moved from one place to the other place, like when he was bringing the blood from the shechita of the animal to the sprinkling on the Mizbeach, as he walked and brought the blood, which is a part of the Avodah, the delivering of the blood towards the Mizbeach as part of the Avodah, it was ringing as well. Is mistaber, so it would make sense as v'nishma kol is aninu v'sinigei d'avayda gufa. So it would make sense to say that the sound, the ringing, as he was going about his avayda, is something that is essential to the avayda as well. It's not only a preparation to the avayda. Dalit ena from the biurim in them. So one of the explanations about this: the kohen gadol had getan the zayn avayda al shliach from kol yisrael. The Kohen Gadol was a representative of the Yidden to do that avodah. They did it on behalf of all the Yidden. Undas main b'meila. So what that means is, as bevoyei, that when he, the Kohen Gadol, went into the Kodesh, into the holy place, in Zainarangin in Ela Kodesh, that when he enters into the holy place, nemter mitzich arayin, along with him came in, so to speak, because he's the representative and he represents everyone. So as he comes into the holy place, he brings with him them ganzen klal Yisrael l'kodesh. He brings the entire Jewish community into the holy place. As v'shtanika neklared bekama mekaymes barucha. It's understood and explained in a number of places at length as the avodah from Balei Tshuva, that the avodah of a Baal Tshuva was his mitzad arichug that comes. The reaction of a Baal Tshuva from the fact that he has been distanced from Hashem. So the response is erant leifun ra. He has to tear himself away from the evil background that he has. Is mitarash, and therefore when he has to tear himself away from somewhere, that comes with a great tumult, with a great with noise and drama and so on. Like somebody who is running away from some deadly dangerous situation, and shturim, so then he would be screaming and alarming, and it would be with a lot of drama. There, is it in the sug avoda from Yedin Eden? So also in a similar way would be the avoda of every yid afilu from them was hot nishkan avodas rachmanu litzlan. Even somebody that doesn't have any actual averis, it would still be true. B'shasa tracht zecharein, when a yid contemplates on the fact v'yazayir is rochek v'nolikus, that we are distant from Hashem, from godliness. See the far was the nevesh v'amis is noch ba'em b'tokvei. Whether the reason is because his animal soul is still very powerful, very dominant. The mele is a rayesh v'dabe nifre from the lakus, and therefore the person himself becomes someone who has his own independent ego and so on, and sees himself as something separate from Elikos, because the Nefesh HaBahamis, that's what it means. If the Nefesh HaBahamis is still dominant, even though he can't get you to do an Aveira, but he still wants to, which means that you have an agenda that is separate from Hashem's agenda, which means you have your own independent status, a yesh. So that's one way. It could be even somebody on a higher level, that he doesn't have a great, he doesn't have a strong Nefesh HaBahamis. He may have neutralized his Nefesh HaBahamis, but he still feels the good side within him. He feels his Nefesh HaLakis, his godly soul, and the accomplishments of the godly soul. The Nefesh HaLakis taka metzias tekdusha, and it's true that the Nefesh HaLakis is a holy entity, abefarta metzias nishbitl, but he still feels the accomplishments of this holy entity, and he doesn't feel bitl, he feels the accomplishment of the Nefesh HaLakis. So there is still some, in a certain sense, he is still removed from Hashem in that way. So when a Yid realizes that he's still distant from Elikos for one of these two reasons, he becomes awakened and with a great drama. So want life from the matzav, to get away, as far away from such a situation in which he is considered to be distant from Elikos, he wants to get as far away from that as possible. Needless to say, somebody that has actual Avedis, without question that there's a great drama when you are inclined to get away from it, it would be with great drama. Magifreg Baal Shem Tov was once asked, V'gdem was chassidim machen tnuas v'chulu bam davenin. Why is it that the chassidim, they do all kinds of movements, and there's shaking, and there's sometimes with the hands, singing, and there was the davening was accompanied with great drama. So the Baal Shem Tov was asked, what is this new thing, that what's going on, why is that happening? Hategeemferi answered, Adosad bedugme v'einavos trinktzich in yam, that would be similar to somebody who is drowning in the sea. Machter aller leit nuas efzeratav in sich, he would do, you know, flapping his hands and kicking his feet and screaming to be saved from the situation. Shtayt b'chol koichi, would be screaming with all his might. Am azolam ratav, and that he should be saved. Und sicher lacht keinenisch von seinen Tnuas und Gewalten. And certainly nobody would be laughing at why he's flapping his hands and why he's screaming. Nobody would laugh at that. It would be perfectly understandable why he's doing that. So also when a chassid davens, he said, he is trying to get closer to Hashem. He's trying to get further away from his animal soul, from his metzias, from his yeshus. So that comes with great drama. There's nothing to laugh at. Says Kenstirinish from Pasuk Leberash Hashem, and this does not contradict what the Pasuk says, that Hashem does not come with great drama, with great fanfare, with great tumult. But the diuk in them is Leberash Hashem, because over there the word, the dominating word there is that Hashem does not come with great drama and fanfare. Kedeit Sazaina Klitzum Shem Avaya, what that means is, if you want to be able to be to contain Shem Avaya Shalom, that part of Hashem which represents that part, that name which represents Hashem as He transcends the worlds, Tavdi Avaya Design in the beginning from Kol Mamadaka B'Tachos Abitul, then your Avaya has to be with a muted voice, total Bitul. That's how you are able to draw down the part of Hashem which transcends the world, Avaya. Mashenke, when the Avaida is noch verbunden mit Hatläufen von Yeshus und Metzius, but when your Avaida is still preoccupied by getting rid of your own Yeshus and your own Metzius, we're not ready to receive Havaya yet. We still have to get rid of our own Yeshus and Metzius. Vazi de Grech zu de Beginn of Shem Elikim, at which point your Avaida can only reach the level of the name Elikim. Vazgit an Ort of Metzius, Elikim is the part of Hashem which creates the worlds, which is involved in the world. In other words, that there is room for metzias, and if you're dealing with your own metzias and getting rid of it, that means you're only up to dealing with Shem Elikim. The avoda is kanal fabunim mitdafke mitrash. So that kind of avoda is with great tumult. That kind of avoda needs to be, you need to be saved. You need to reject your ego and so on. That comes with great Rash. Und das ist der Tam, weil die Avoide von Kohen Gadol a ganz Jahres gewähnt in der Eifen von Nishma Koeloi Ugeimer. And that's the reason that the Avoide of the Kohen Gadol all year was with a sound and a great, he came accompanied by sound. Weil er darf hereinnehmen mit sich el HaKodesh, euch die Jiden, wo sie es sei der Avoide Knis el HaKodesh ist bekoel Rash. Because he has to bring along with him not only the Tzaddikim, the great Tzaddikim, who are up to Shem Havaya. He has to bring along all those Yidden, which their Aveda still involves, getting rid of their Yeshus and their Nefesh Bahamis, which comes with great Rash. This is Oich Merumus and Dem, was the Pamanim Zan Geben Beshuli Betachtis Amil, and that is also brought up by the fact that these bells were at the very bottom, at the hem of the Me'il, at the very bottom, lowest point of the Me'il. The Inyan from Venishma Kodesh is verbunden mit den Niedrigen Madreges von Yidden, because the concept, the idea of the Kohen Gadol coming with noise represents the Yidden which are still on the bottom levels of Yiddishkeit, at the bottom where they're still dealing with Yeshus, Nefesh HaMahamis, and Averis, and so on. But Zeir Avedis, Mitzad Avichuk, their Avedis still comes from the recognition that they are very distant from Hashem, as he mentioned before. When the bay is the azhara of nishma koylev game of le yomos, and that's why the Torah says that when he is heard with sound, then he will not die. What is the meaning? As in them is told the klodos hachais from Kohen Gadol that his life depends on this noise that he comes with. Oy ba'em is nishtod of nishma koylev, because if the Kohen Gadol comes in a way that he's not being heard. As er will nicht keil sein in seiner Weide, od die Iden welche seinen im Beginn Shuli Amil. What that would mean would be that the Kohen Gadol doesn't want to include those Yidden which still need to do their Aveda with great fanfare, with great rash, with great tumult. He wants to leave them behind. He wants to deal with the tzaddikim. That's what the way he wants to come in. A filo when das is the far was a will halten by their hecher avoda from koil to mamadaka, even if the reason is not because he rejects them, it's just that he wants to go to a higher level avoda, which is done with a muted voice. Verd botler rachmanus lanzai metzias, that means that he loses his entire reason for living mit sein avoda, he loses his purpose of his avoda, he loses his metzias, he no longer. He's not the Kohen Gadol. He's not functioning as the Kohen Gadol anymore. Weil the Shleimus von Klal Yisrael is totally in the Avodah v'snem tarum al shishim riba Yisrael, because the fullness, the completeness, the perfect state of Avodah that surrounds, that involves Klal Yisrael is one in which it includes every one of the 600,000 Jews. No one is left behind. From Rashechem Shivtechem, on the one hand, the heads and the heads of the tribes and so on, all the way down to the water carriers and the wood choppers. So the Aveda must include everyone. If it doesn't, meaning to say that the Kohen Gadol doesn't want to come in with a rash, he doesn't want to include those Yidden which are at the bottom echelons of the Jewish community, then he loses his status as a Kohen Gadol. That means he's dead. Hey, das is abenor by the avoda of Kohen Gadol meshal chol shana, but that is only true by the avoda of the Kohen Gadol all year round. Then knisasi and avodas is nor in kodesh. That's when he goes into only the first, the outer sanctum, even though it is the holy place, but it's the outer sanctum. Dor it is faran nor for the chiluk adargas for Eden. Over there is the difference. You can recognize the difference between different levels of Jews and where they are. In the levels of service of Hashem, of Avedis Hashem, from Rashechem Shivtechem, as the Pasuk says, there are the leaders of the tribes, and then goes through a number of different levels. This Chayte Vetzecha V'Shoyim V'Mecha, and there's also the ones that are the wood choppers and the water carriers. When the far is V'Nishma is a Spirash, and that's why his entry into the Kodesh, into the holy places, with a Rash, because it includes all those levels of Yidden. However, when the Kohen Gadol is going to do his Avodah on Yom Kippur in Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, in the inner sanctum, is on a rash, then it's without any tumult at all. Val demold zayn in the Eden kemalochem, because then the Yidden are like angels. These galus from the iskashus atzmis from all the Yidden mit neivishn. Then you can see there is a revealed recognition of the essential connection between every Yid and Hashem. Und wie bald as jeder Yid afilu de vazayne shayach zu shuli ha-me'il. And since every Jew, even the ones that are represented by the bottom level of the me'il, even they are at an absolute closeness to Hashem and an essential closeness with Hashem, unity with Hashem. Yechide liyachtoch, as expressed by the words, there is a oneness of the Yidden with Hashem. Is oich zeh knisa l'kadosh kadoshim doch the kain gadol nishvi arachik shenasa karet. So then, even when they come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, along with the Kohen Gadol, as he explained before, that the Kohen Gadol brings along with him the Klal Yisroel. So even those Jews also come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not like somebody who is distant that is coming in. Then it would be with a tumult and a fanfare. Nor betachas habitl, then even the simple Jew comes in with absolute bitl, because on this day he is completely connected and attached to Hashem. Bekol mamadaka, and therefore everyone comes in with a muted voice and a quiet voice. Vav al pi kol anal, based on all this vet eich zayin fashtanik the chiluk tishin shitas Ramban. Now we'll understand the difference between what the Ramban says, as im le no yasim kimi tapuchizov, that if the pomegranates were only there for decorative purposes, then they should be like golden apples. Shitas Rashi, and on the other hand, the opinion of Rashi, as in them fall, then on this case, although by the menorah they were apples, but in this case it should be pomegranates. Why? Yidden zayne geglichen zu tapuach. Generally, the Yidden are compared to an apple, but also to a pomegranate. There are two different types of comparisons between the Yidden to these two fruits, sometimes compared to an apple, sometimes compared to a pomegranate. The chiluk tishin zeh is, what's the difference if you compare the Yidden to an apple or to a pomegranate? Then dimyon zu atapuach is masim zu Yidden v'zizayne b'yerum ha'mayla. The comparison of a Yidden to an apple is when it expresses the height of the highest levels of Yidden. When a Yid is on a high level, then we're compared to apples. On the other hand, when Yidden are compared to a pomegranate, it is when a Yid is not on the highest level, on a lower level. As he quotes the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, like the pomegranate rakosich, which means, what the Gemara says, means rekonim shabach, that even those who are empty amongst you, even in other words, people on a lower level, they're not full of mitzvahs and so on, they're not full of avodas Hashem, they're considered the empty ones. But the point is that even they, the ones that are considered to be empty people, are truly filled with teva, with holiness and goodness, from the Maimar Hazal, as the Chazal continue, that even the empty ones, even they are filled with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. So the pomegranate represents, brings out the point that even a Yid which is not on the highest level is also filled with the mitzvahs like a pomegranate. So pomegranates represent Yidden on a lower level, apples represent Yidden on a higher level. In Pirush Rashi, Pshutushol Mikra, so the way Rashi explains things, which is the Pshutushol Mikra, the simple meaning of the Pasuk, for the Yidden Veren Gezen, Vizazanab Pashtas Vichitzen, is the way a Yid is seen in the simple, on the external level, the way he presents himself. Zetman, the Yidden Vishuli Ami'il, in a Darge for Rekonim, the Yidden which are at the bottom of the, that are on the level, that they are on the bottom of the Mi'il, are seen as the empty ones. Und der Riber haben gedacht sein darf gerimmen, and that's why the decoration on the bottom of the meal has to be like pomegranates, zu beweisen, to express as euch der Ekonim, that even the empty ones, and afil der Riber seine niedrige davon, afil der Peishe Yisrael, not only empty ones, but even those sinners amongst the Jewish people, the pomegranates are on the bottom of the meal to show that they also enter the holiness together with the Kohen Gadol. That they too are a part of Klal Yisrael and must be brought in together with the Kohen Gadol into the holy place. And that they are filled with mitzvahs like a rimay, like a pomegranate. However, in Pirush Ramban, when the Ramban, the way the Ramban explains, that over he doesn't only address the simple meaning of the psukim, nor but he also represents more subtle ideas, the people that understand in the inner dimension of Torah. So the Ramban's Pirush also addresses such types of explanations. Is dot mudgesh the pnimis v'nidin? The Ramban focuses more on the inner dimension of the Yid, not just as the Yid presents himself to the outside, the external level. And from the inner dimension of a Yid, there is no connection between a Yid and sin. Every Yid is a tzaddik. My time is the Rambam of Farish as the Venish Makhili is not a chonot to the Ravaydah Shulach Re'af and Kohen Gadol. That's why the Ramban says that the sound that the Kohen Gadol makes, that's only the introduction to his Avaydah. It's not part of the Avaydah at all. Because the Avaydah itself doesn't need sound, doesn't need tumult. It's done quietly. It's not part of the Avaydah itself. Because when the Kohen Gadol goes into the holy place as a representative of the Yidden, is an adarge from Avaydah Tzaddikim, because Mamadaka is done, he represents the Yidden as Tzaddikim, all of them Tzaddikim, because the Ramban is talking about the inner dimension of the Yid. And from that perspective, every Yid is a Tzaddik, and therefore there's no need for noise in the Avaydah itself. It's all done in a muted sound, as we said before. And therefore, the bells and the noise, that's only the introduction to let, sort of, to knock on the door to get permission to enter to do the Avaydah. And thus is the kasha, and that's the question that he asks according to his explanation. V'im l'noi, and if they were there as a decoration, in other words, to bring out the beauty of the Yidden, ya'asim k'bin tapuch ezov, then they should be like the shape of an apple. Then they represent the Yidden as an apple, not as a pomegranate. If there is no practical purpose to them being pomegranates, nor if I is bringing the shenkai, but it's only there to bring out the beauty of the Yidden, the ma'ilu from the Yisroel, the qualities of the Yidden l'noi, dafman mad gezayn nish, the ma'ilu v'asimeruvas and rima, then they should bring out not how the Yidden are represented as a pomegranate, that they are rekonu shabach malei mitzvahs kerim, and that there are empty Yidden which are also has to be pointed out that they are also filled with mitzvahs. That's not how you should present the Yidden. Nor the ilu from the Yidden mitzvah p'miyusam, you should represent the Yidden at them on the meil as they are in their inner dimension, in their true self. Vos yeder Yid is v'atapuach, so that every Yid is like a golden apple, unish kein reken chazu shalom, not like an empty Jew, not like an empty person, but you should represent the Yidden in their best image, the way they look best. Al derech v'in the menorah, just like you did by the menorah. Was ira zayin neira zayin meramis of Eden v'iz zayin and zayin madreges and oivdei Hashem. Just like by the menorah, that the seven branches of the menorah, they represent the seven different types of avodah that the Yidden had. The seven midas, chesed, vura, teferis, and so on. That's why there are seven. In other words, the branches of the menorah represent the Yidden in their service of Hashem, not how they are lacking in the service of Hashem. That's why the Yidden represented on the menorah were like apples, not like pomegranates, to show the best side of the Yidden. Zion. Although, if you look at it in it simply and on externally, it seems that the sound that accompanies the Aveda is a lower level than going into the Aveda with a quiet, muted sound. Afal Bekein is da in ear in the Aveda Barash, Eicha Maila Gabad Aveda Babitl, still there is in this Aveda which comes with a tumult, there is a certain quality which is lacking in the Aveda that comes in a quiet, muted sound through Aveda of Bittl. The Aveda Bekold Mamadaka is Mitad Bola. The Aveda which comes quietly is somewhat limited, has a certain limitation to it, because M is the Eved Shtei Taka Mitad Bittl. It's true that the person doing the Aveda is there with Bittl, and that's why it's expressed quiet in quietness. But it is an Aveda which comes in a certain, it's contained to some degree. There is a certain order to it. There has to be done in a certain protocol. There is a certain protocol which it has to fit into certain parameters. And that's why it's a limited type of Aveda. On the other hand, the Aveda of the that comes with a sound and a tumult in the Rajgal Gufa Abavai. So this great sound is in itself shows, as it is Arois von Agbolus von Kalim, that this person, the way the Aveda is being done is with outside limitations and normal protocol. It's done with great tumult. A Kenish Magbil Zain, the Espilus, he's unable to contain his excitement and his passion. When the Riber Kumta Sarais and Atsaike Vakil, that's why it comes out in great, great sounds and screaming and shouting and so on, and with great drama. When Dos is Eina from the Taimim, of them was Mokim, Shabal the Chuba Einim, Tzadikim Gur, Ein Tzadikim Gemur, Michael Lamed, right? And that is one of the reasons why in the place where a Bal Chuba stands, a great, perfect Tzadik cannot get to that level. Bal Dafke in them Rash, and Abayas a Chuba, because it's only through the unlimited, the infinite passion that comes through Chuba, Zog Tzacharoi is the Belig Wolf of Neshama, that's how, that's, there is expressed the infinite dimension of the Neshama. From all of this, we have a practical lesson for our generation, which is the generation just before Mashiach. There are those people that say, it's true that because of the low level of our generation, where people are so distant from Yiddishkeit and so on, so we have no choice but being involved in spreading Torah to the outside, in strengthening Yiddishkeit. Basic Yiddishkeit has to be strengthened. We understand that you can't sit in your own Beis Medrash and sit and learn and ignore everybody else. Afilu in the Dal Damas of Torah, that you can't even sit in the Dal Damas of Torah. It's not enough to just sit ensconced in your study of Torah and ignore the Yidden outside. And you can't sit there in your yeshiva and wait for somebody to come to you and ask you to teach him Torah. You have to go out there to the outside. However, on the other hand, Medar Faroizgin in not up to the however yet. Nor medaf aroizgin in droisin in chutza. You have to go out to the outside and gefinin idin nidochem. You have to find Jews that are removed from Yiddishkeit and from zei machem bala tshuva. You have to make them into bala tshuva. So that may be true. Vos is over the hechach tzatana di arbet mitakel rav gadol. But why does this have to be done with a great fanfare, with music and big posters and so on and announcements? Why does it have to be done that way? Why can't it be done in a subtle, quiet way? Why do you have to go out into the street? And Fifth Avenue, as the Rebbe said sometimes, and to make big announcements, as Eden's own legend film, that Eden should come to put on film, unclap mezuzahs of the tirin, to put mezuzahs onto the doors, geben stocker, help Yidden teach Yidden about giving stocker, ki yetzabay, an hogavas mikfintnish ashturim bazen de friedige deiris. We don't find in the generations before us that there was putting on film in the middle of the street, making announcements and mifta mezuzah, getting people to look to check their mezuzahs and so on. We don't find this tumult going on in previous generations. Is the Remfer of them? So the answer is Loit Alim Simonim from Seif Masechta Seita Zetman. From according to all the signs that are listed in Masechta Seita, we see as Megifinas Achitzn Doradik of Mashiach that we are now in the generation which is on the heels of Mashiach. In the Darge Hayes Tachtena Shulamiil, we find ourselves now in terms of history at the lowest point, on, like we say, the bottom of the Mi'il. So we have to know, as b'shulei Mi'il, dafman zayin pa'am ma'idim, that at the bottom of the Mi'il, there has to be bells. The bells have to make great sounds, have to make a great rash, a great tumult. As the knisa from them sug idn el ha'kodesh tachas kamfi ha'shchina, that the entry of this type of yid, the type of yid that is distant, into the holiness under the wings of the Shekhinah is oizgestalt na'efen from benishma kailoi, has been said that it has to be done with great tumult and fanfare. The other rabbi dafkin the mrashon abayis ha'tshuva is the tachos ha'ilui, and to the contrary, it's only through the great passion and through the great fanfare that we reach the highest levels of the neshama, as we said before. Nor nochanin in them, another idea in this. When you see that by the opposing forces, by the Goyisha world, everything is done with great tumult and fanfare. Everything is big, gigantic posters, big, gigantic billboards. It's all done with great, with noisy music and so on. All the things that the opposing forces, that Klipa does, they don't do it inside in a hidden way, in a quiet way. Nor midim gresn pirsum baraj, they do with the greatest publicity. Is the vexum of atelzain the shturim from sitter achas, the way that we can neutralize this shturim that the fanfare that the other side does? The midah v'dugmasa, we have to do it in the way they do it. Mineu be abalishda benarga, as the Tanya says, the from the Zohar, that in order to chop down a tree, you need a wooden handle for the axe. So from the tree, the way that you chop down the tree is from its own kind. In order to neutralize the klipa, you have to do it with the same tools that they use. In other words, that when the avoda of the ones that do Hashem's will is done with a great tumult and fanfare, and dafke in the ardvu is gefinzer kolosh menish oremi, and take in the place where they make their tumult, as in the middle of the city square, in the places of the busiest places where the klipa does its work. When that happens, it does bring it to malo evrei ritzaynikach leiz ritzaynalaska v'kama. This will bring to what the Gemara says, that if it's so for the ones that transgress Hashem's will, how much more so to the ones that do Hashem's will? As ba'idin that zayin yoishvim betach v'hashkeit alad mosam, that the Eden will also come to the point where we can sit in security on our land. Durchi yitakav sheva gadol dafke, through the great sound of the great shofar, which is the tumult that we talk about, that's how it will happen. Or another pasuk which says, the sound of the one that gives the good news, brings the good news, the one that will bring us the good news of the Geula, B'Karav Mamash.